Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, nationalistic Christian patriots. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming at you from the heart of the American Redoubt. This is Patriot-held territory. Welcome to all of you outside the wire in occupied zones or in some of the other free zones. This is Radio Free Redoubt. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Yes, and there's a lot to be fired up about.
There is. And there's some good news and some crazy news, as always, usually
yes.
Heavy on the crazy, but you kind of got to bring a little bit of the good stuff no matter what.
Well, they don't call it clown world for nothing. As far as most of the news is crazy news. Like, how could you even let some of this stuff happen?
I know.
You hear about in Oklahoma, this came out. I picked this up off of Police Frequency, the reality of legal medical marijuana. Now, most of the growing operations, we're talking Oklahoma, are illegal, but they're growing up like weed, like weeds. listen to this. If this doesn't get you fired up, Chinese organized crime is taking over rural Oklahoma. They're buying thousands of acres of land and turning them into illegal marijuana farms with links to sex and labor trafficking, prostitution rings, and homicides. Chinese organized crime.
And so are these the illegal Chinese nationals, or are these like actual U.S. citizens, does it say?
I don't have that right in front of me. I just took the highlights of the article, and that was from Jorge Ventura Media, has the full rundown on that. Some of them are illegal, and a lot of them are Asian women who were smuggled into the country. And we're talking the Canadian border and
right.
The southern border. The northern border, especially in the Pacific Northwest, is a major trafficking route for smuggling sex trafficked Asian women into the United States. And BC Bud, as they call it, the marijuana, super heavy, highly concentrated, very powerful British Columbia marijuana coming south, cocaine, meth, and other stuff going north. And so a lot of they're coming from all over the place. Some of them are here illegally, some of them snuck into the country, and some of them are here, you know, for various different so-called legal reasons and just stayed. But you know the CCP is going to be connected to this.
Well, they have to be, because they can't run drugs in their own country. They'll be killed. And
right.
So obviously,
so they smuggle the fentanyl into the United States to kill, 100,000 people a
right,
year?
Right, and run operations illegally here in the United States.
Right, and using those funds. What are those funds being used for?
Right.
Not just a high lifestyle.
Right.
They're funding a war.
Right.
And these are advanced party operatives.
Well, actually,
saboteurs.
That could very well be how they're financing their boots on the ground people that are already here coming from our southern border.
Well, drugs have been used to fund wars since the end of the beginning of time, practically.
Right, exactly.
But Chinese organized crime in Oklahoma, of all places.
That's
safe territory. That's rural and way away from all of the crazy chaos that's going on in the rest of the country, but not so.
Right. Wow.
But man, I was fired up when I saw that.
Well, that's infuriating to say the least, because we're not able to tell if those are our enemy Chinese or if those are actually just Chinese Americans, that have come here. If they've come here from China to escape the oppression of China and then they do something nefarious
right.
like
not,
that, that's not okay either.
Same, not the same person.
No, right. Well, yeah, you've got a point there, because I have dealt with Chinese people that have moved here and become successful legitimate businessmen.
Yes.
They're very hard workers. They're very, very happy to be here. They're proud of capitalism.
Yep.
They love capitalism.
Many, if not most of them, are Christians. They yep. love capitalism. They hate communism.
That's right.
They love America. These are not the same people.
Right.
These are cut from a whole different
pattern.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Well, and so some breaking news from yesterday. The city of Dallas was disrupted by a large cyber attack that was impacting multiple services. It says the city of Dallas had many of their important computer systems affected, and as a result, it became difficult for the city to function properly. For instance, the computer-assisted dispatch system used by 911 dispatchers was not working, so they had to write down reports and give them to officers manually instead of submitting them electronically. And to avoid the attack from spreading, the city had to turn off some of its IT systems.
Yeah, there's been a lot of that, and you know, it just really highlights how what an awesome system it is when it's all working, but it is vulnerable.
Right, and then of course, they have the whole nuclear training event going on in Houston. So,
oh, right.
So I was kind of wondering if that might have anything to do with anything that's going on there, you know, like another little false flag thing going on. But I mean, there's also a statement from India. It says it's confirmed the internet shutdown in Manipur, which is northeast India, has now extended to cover broadband connectivity, including the national internet backbone, as Section 144 is imposed amid tribal unrest. And so that one sounds like a purpose, like it was done on purpose to
imposed.
Shut it down.
So a government-imposed shutdown of the internet.
Yeah, so there was tribal unrest, and so they shut down the internet. That's an interesting thing that...
take a lesson here, because we've got tribal unrest coming to the United States with all these communists planning to... you know, carry out violence.
That's right.
You know, this summer, and they're got their fists in the air calling for action. And of course, you know, what a convenient way to have an excuse to just shut down the internet.
Right. And what's also interesting is yesterday Bolsonaro had his home raided, and they took his cell phone and basically confirmed that he did not take the COVID vaccine, as if that's a reason to raid somebody's home and take their stuff.
Oh yeah, they're trying to pull a Trump on him. That's what this raid is about.
Yeah, they're Gaddafiing anybody that will stand up for national sovereignty and the rights of the people.
The clown show continues.
Yep.
Because what they're trying to do is get him on using a forged government official document by using a fake vaccine, vaccine card proving. He's like, I never got the vaccine. Well, you know, I my family didn't get it. We saw what was going on with the science, and we said, not putting that stuff in our system. And now they're trying to get him on using a fake vaccine card.
Well, and what's interesting is their method is that once somebody stands up and does something good for the people that is anti-communist, as soon as they're either out of office or as soon as they're done with their job, then they attack them more. They attack them more viciously and try to like just basically shove their face into the dirt, like with Tucker Carlson,
right?
He's standing up for the people, speaking the truth. And as soon as he's gone, then the Pentagon comes out and says, oh, thank goodness, we really didn't need his you know, destructive comments and thwarting the goodwill of the American people. You know, stupid garbage like that. And then trying to release really questionable stuff from Fox to try to destroy and bury him now that he's gone from Fox too.
Well, yeah, where he's getting offered $100 million contracts.
Yeah, hope they stick that in their craw, because that's exactly how it should work. That instead of him getting ground into hamburger after he's done doing such a great job, you know, you've got a fantastic fantastic offer for $100 million to be the president of Valuetainment.
Right.
Right. They're a smaller media company, but they're not going to be for long.
No.
Not with Tucker Carlson there.
Fox is going down the drain right now.
Fox is going to tank. Valuetainment will suddenly take the stage and replace them. And then, who has won in their little game, right?
That's right.
So that's,
I love it.
That's
I absolutely love it.
To see that.
And yeah, what they're trying to do to Bolsonaro is the same thing, exact same thing they did to Trump. And really, they're going to attack anybody who's a threat because they either want him dead or in prison or somehow incapacitated, because as long as these guys are walking around, and the left, the communists, know how popular they are.
Right.
They enjoy a huge majority of popularity in their respective countries. That is a threat because they have a chance of coming back and sticking the stick in the spokes of the globalist communist plans.
Right. And
they're desperate.
You know what that tactic is akin to is basically like sucker punching somebody.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it's like
once
they turn around to walk out the door peacefully, then they punch them in the back.
Right.
You know, that's just
with a shiv.
That is just very, very low life tactic. And, you know, and I like to point that out. That lowlifes do things like that.
Yeah, there was a bump into you, and then you walk away, and then all of a sudden you're bleeding. You realize that they stabbed you when they bumped
into after you turned around. That's why, you know, all the tough cowboys from the American frontier, they would call those people yellow belly.
Yeah, right? That's right.
You know, anybody that'll shoot you after you turn around, that just shows that you're just a yellow coward. You know, on and on.
Yeah.
And so,
exactly.
And so, I've got another great update here from the Epic Times. Now, this is news coming back where we get the punch, the actual face to face punch. We don't do the cowardice, wait till they turn around and punch them in the back.
Right.
We do it straight on, we do it legally.
I'm gonna punch you in the face.
That's right. Well, that's what Thrashakami Thursday, Wifflebat Wednesday, Fired Up Friday, that's what
right.
It's all about. Okay, so this is great news. You all remember the St. Louis prosecutor that was getting in line to start bashing Trump.
Oh, yeah.
The other Soros prosecutor, one of the 75, Kimberly Gardner, she just resigned effective June 1st.
Yes.
Because apparently, she can't handle it.
Because she's a communist activist,
yes.
And everybody knows it, and the pressure was on. And, of course, she has to pull the race card, you know, as the first black woman prosecutor.
Well,
they just started attacking me. No.
Yeah, once
no.
Once they lose and they, you know, they've lost, all they can do then is call people names.
Right.
And so...
It's because you're a communist.
Exactly.
Bye-bye.
It says here... In St. Louis, Kimberly Gardner, the embattled St. Louis circuit attorney who had been accused of failing to perform her duties, has resigned effective June 1st,
yep.
Which is phenomenal. One down, 74 to go. And, you know, it's a good thing because this other Epic Times article here describes that the GOP lawmakers are now demanding answers on lack of arrests of protesters outside the Supreme Court justices' homes.
Right.
And so now we've got Congress's attention. Now we finally are able to point out that our justice system is failing because of these 75, now 74, stupid George Soros-backed DAs. And so
activists.
Yep. That they need to have some serious light shined on them and they need to be removed.
Communist lives don't matter. unless the Lord doesn't want anybody lost. Repent.
That's right.
And turn yourself around and walk away from your communist, activist, anti-American, anti-God ways. And you can be redeemed.
That's right.
But if you don't, well, then this is the kind of stuff you deserve. You deserve to be ousted from your position.
Well, I'm just glad to see that you know, we're on the attack. We're on the attack against lawlessness.
Yeah.
We're on the attack against these creeping Soros DAs that hopefully all their days are numbered.
Finally, the Republicans decided we better fight back.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's a good thing. Yep. But I'll tell you what, we've... Now we are fired up. We're so fired up, we're right up against the break, but let's squeeze in the word of the day.
We should have done that. Squeeze in. There's nothing more important than the word
exactly.
of the day.
Exactly. So we're not going to squeeze it in. We're going to take as much time as we need to, because this is so important.
This is
today.
The good news. That's always the good news.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't matter what day it is. So the word of the day for Fired Up Friday comes to us from John chapter 14, verses 23-31.
Ooh, John, the book of John again.
Yeah, well, and see, that was the interesting thing, is the random turning yesterday was from John 15 in a totally different Bible. And so when I picked up the one today, it turned right to the same exact page again. And I went,
Wow.
What's that? What are the chances? That's nothing is a coincidence.
No,
with
we're
God.
Supposed to be in the book of John
right.
at well, the end of this week.
And so. And maybe I was supposed to read 14 yesterday instead of 15, but either way, here we are. So, yes. So it reads, starting with verse 23, Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice, because I said, I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you, before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do. Arise, let us go up from here." And that's it.
Wow. That was right before he went to the cross.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Important. You know, that's definitely one to ponder on. If you love me, you'll follow my word. You'll do what I say. You'll follow my commandments.
That's right. Yep.
It's pretty simple.
Well, and just like the word of the day yesterday ended with, "You keep my commandments, you will abide. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." And that is how love and joy is perfected.
Right.
And so, you know, the fact that let not your heart be troubled, that's so nice and important to hear today.
That's a hard one to follow.
It is.
Because there's some troubling things, you know, I mean, so there's a line between let not your heart be troubled, and these things over here should bother you.
Right.
They should trouble you. They should move you to action, you know, because there's so much corruption and, you know, people being harmed from it, children and just in general, you know, so where do you find that balance between let not your heart be troubled versus this better bother you?
Right. Well, like he says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid, meaning that because he's coming back, like he says, because you've heard me say to you, I'm going away and I'm coming back to you.
Yeah.
And that means basically put your trust and your faith in him, that no matter what it looks like in the world, there's always going to be trouble in the world.
Sure.
But the true, he's seeing the eternal perspective at all times,
right?
He sees the end before it has even happened for each one of us.
That's
he
right.
knows that in the end, and we're with him, it's like glorious beyond definition, right? You can't even imagine how glorious it is. He sees that you're safe with him. He sees he's got you. He always had you. He was walking with you every step, no matter how bad it might have been. He was there. And now it's over.
That's right.
And now you're with him, right? So taking that 30,000 foot perspective and him being able to say, "Don't worry, I got you. Don't be afraid."
Right.
You know, it all works out really well in the end.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and do not be afraid.
Yep.
That's a really important one, because you know there's things that we should be troubled by, but not afraid, because
right.
what it is turning into for a lot of people is fear.
Right.
Fear of uncertainty, fear of the unknown, you know, fear of watching this system rise up, and it seems like nothing's being done about it, and, you know, how it might affect you financially, physically, you know, the prospects of war, all of these things. You know, through all of that, don't be afraid. Trust in Him.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's a very good word, because these things have happened to every single generation since man was on the earth,
right?
And everyone has to face difficulties. Everyone has to go through these trials and tribulations
sure.
to find out what your character is made of, to find out if you're willing to walk in His ways and listen to what He says and be obedient to His word.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. All right. Well, with that, let's go ahead and take a break. Great word today. And put that out there one more time. That's John.
Okay. So that was John chapter 14, verses 23 through 31.
There we go. All right. All right. Good one.
Yeah, thank you. Praise God.
All right. Let's go ahead and take that break. This segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. Don't be afraid. Just be prepared. And that website is prepping2-0.com. This is The Morning Commute. We'll be back right after this.
The American dream is one of self-governance and the belief that all men are created with certain unalienable rights. Here at American Reconstruction Concepts, we are dedicated to these ideals and committed to passing the torch of liberty to future generations. Join us here at ARC to learn critical life-saving skills and expand your situational awareness. You will learn how to best care for those around you in these troubled times. Sign up for classes at AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to WorksHolsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment two brought to you by JesusAppears.com, helping you to get rapture ready. Don't get left behind. And learn what that means and what you can do about it at JesusAppears.com. All right, Lady Liberty, here we are, segment two, with more material than we'll be able to get to, but we're going to just have a blast trying.
Well, this was really a cool find. This was from Frank's speech. It says here in California that liberals are in a huge uproar over Rainbow Oaks Restaurant in Fallbrook, who is playing the national anthem every day at noon. And the restaurant wow. owner, Janine Paulino, says, "We won't be stopping." And so I just thought that was a really cool thing, because everybody in the whole restaurant, you see them standing to attention in front of the flag. They all have their hands over their hearts. It's just a really cool thing and a great way to keep the American spirit alive.
Absolutely. In occupied territory.
That's right.
Listen yep. to that. The national anthem. All these people in this restaurant. You know what this is? It is a patriot oasis.
Yes.
Well, God bless them. You yep. know, that's just great. And you'll let the liberals' hair just burst into flames and stand there and face the flag with your hand over your heart and just love, America. That's right. Right in front of them.
Yep. Totally awesome.
That's great.
Well, and then we have a clip here from Bill Gates, who is describing that they can edit our genes with mRNA tech. And so when you're talking about edit our DNA, our genes, and now they want to put it in all the food. They are putting it in the food since April 1st is what we understand. And so listen here to this clip.
One final way that's new and is promising is called the RNA vaccine. With RNA and DNA, instead of putting that shape in, you put instructions in the code to make that shape.
Everything that I'm about to mention is currently being developed by Bill Gates, often in partnership with the CV19 playbook, MIT, all of which is backed by the United Nations and the Rockefeller Foundation. Due to ongoing mutations with CV19, the CV vaccine currently being developed will alter our DNA through an actual synthesizing of our individual genetic code using mRNA and CRISPR technology, which acts as scissors by cutting DNA at a designated spot and removing or inserting a new sequence with an artificial code to make sure every man, woman, and child complies with the One World Order's mandatory implementations. Gates and MIT are currently developing the human implantable quantum dot microneedle vaccination delivery system. It's a tattoo for the hand, which will include our identification mark and vaccination records. It needs an enzyme called luciferase in order to make it work. The transhumanist agent on every person's hand will glow with the bioluminescence of the light bearer, a chip you cannot remove with a knife. This tracking system will alter your DNA, and it's permanent. 33rd degree Freemason and occultist Manly P. Hall once wrote, quote, "The seething energies of Lucifer are in his hands."
So this is urgent, and it's going to require incredible collaboration. It's going to have to go to 7 billion people.
Yep, we've played that as far back as a couple of years ago.
Yep.
But it just bears reminding that their plan is still underway. They haven't abandoned it.
That's right. They are
full steam ahead. So don't get left behind. Go to JesusAppears.com. Get left behind.
Yep.
All right, guys. You have a blessed, safe weekend. Join us Monday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific right here.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.